that stands for eating disorder not otherwise specified. And, you know, for years doctors have seen patients, mostly women, who don't fit perfectly into either the anorexia or bulimia category, and yet whose eating habits have taken over their lives, often in the process of destroying their lives. And this so-called imperfect anorexia or imperfect bulimia, by many, including medical professionals, had been taken not so seriously. But now we discover that 70% of the people who have an eating disorder, in fact, have this EDNOS, and it's more deadly, surprisingly, than either of the other two. It's insidious because often the people who suffer from EDNOS are not skeletal, they're not terribly thin, and they're not terribly fat. They look healthy. But what they're doing to their insides is serious, and it's become a real epidemic.
Well, what do the experts say we should look for as far as symptoms that somebody has this?
Well, here's one of the problems. We followed two young women. Often, you know, doesn't surprise you, often starts when girls are just about at the puberty age, and 12 or 13. We interviewed one young girl who started this kind of behavior where at some point she would restrict what she ate, and at other points she would binge. And all kinds of other over-exercising and other eating only clean foods, which are, you know, very specific things. We interviewed her mother who said, I had no idea. This behavior happens in secret, and these young women become very good at hiding what they're doing. And so one of the challenges, and if you go to the ABC News website, there are very specific things that parents can look for and that sufferers themselves can look for to see if they may fit the criteria. But, you know, part of the problem is it's not as simple as saying, you know, you're only eating, 400 calories a day. It's not that simple. It's complicated, and as a result, has gone untreated.
Are there specific clinics across the country battling this disease?
Yeah, there are some, and we went to one. Renfrew is a clinic which operates around the country. I think there are 12 sites. We went to a couple of them and followed two of our young women. They're based in outside Philadelphia, and they do also have a website. And they have seen so much of it that they've now become very acute about it. We talked to their medical director, who tells me that part of the reason it's so deadly is because this so disrupts people's lives. They become so isolated that suicide becomes sadly something that they see a lot of.